This is Dairy Radio Now.
On our Milky Monday, we kick off the first full week of the new year. Lee Milky's guest, StoneX dairy broker Dave Krzyzewski. Lee?
Dave, we welcome our listeners to 2021 after having been through a roller coaster ride in 2020, the likes of which none of us have ever likely seen. What remains in your rear view mirror, and what do you see down the road for dairy farmers and the dairy industry?
Well, Happy New Year, Lee. Yeah, it's been a crazy year. And, you know, I think it really kind of redefined what we thought could happen in the dairy markets. We had a $2 swing in the price of cheese this year, and it just kind of redefines what we know as a normal potential for the markets. Clearly, this is not something that happens every year, obviously, but we are still in a pandemic. So as we walk into 2021, just because we're changing the year, and I think a lot of folks look at this and say, oh, can't wait for 2021, the world will be different. I don't think the world's going to be a whole lot different, not at least early in 2021. So we're still in a pandemic, and that's the key point. As long as you're in a pandemic, volatility will remain, and certain things that we hold dear, things like milk production, for example, which right now is quite burdensome in the U.S., it takes a back seat to other things like these government buy programs. So there's going to be a lot of forces at play in the first part of the year and probably throughout much of 2021, and I think that's going to keep markets quite volatile as we go forward. So I don't see any changes as we roll into this brand new year, not at least for dairy markets, not at least right now.
Well, government purchases and restaurant trade are the huge factors that we just don't know right now.
We don't. And I mean, restaurant trade's probably doing a little bit better than it had. But, you know, if you strip out the government purchases, dairy product demand, at least for cheese and other products, haven't been really that strong, even in 2020. And yet we've been able to post $3 block cheese market during the year. So there is an element of new forces at play, and those forces are existing because of a pandemic. And as long as they continue, I think you're going to look at markets that are highly volatile. And that means both ways. It could be higher, it could be lower as we go into next year. It doesn't make it any easier for the producers to get up every day and do their good work of producing quality milk. Some months will be easier than others, I think, from a profit perspective. But I think we have to look at it and say, the world needs food right now. There's a lot of money flowing into food from the government. And as long as that's the case, we can kind of shelve things like this growth in milk production that we're seeing. Eventually, we're going to have to pay the piper on that. That's going to be a concern for the market.
StoneX Dairy Group broker Dave Krzyzewski in Chicago.
2020 was a year of disruption for many industries and companies, including the Dairy Checkoff. Marilyn Hershey, a Pennsylvania dairy farmer and chair of Dairy Management, Inc., gives credit to the national and state and regional checkoff teams that successfully pivoted to the challenges brought by COVID-19.
You know, the 2020 plan wasn't sufficient for the circumstances we had. We had to redirect and move milk in other ways. Partnership and relationship were critical. It was a great coming together. There was a lot of work that was being done to, you know, fast and furiously to move more milk.
DMI CEO Tom Gallagher cites four areas of checkoff work that succeeded, including pizza partners such as Domino's and Pizza Hut, food service leaders including McDonald's and Taco Bell, the checkoff created Gen Youth organization, which has raised more than $17 million to help schools keep the flow of meals and milk going, and working with Feeding America to get more dairy into the Hunger Channel. Gallagher said these efforts helped domestic and export dairy sales combined experience 1.2% growth through September.
I think if anyone would have placed a bet on that last March, the people with the 1.2% would have won that bet. People were never going to guess we'd be at that level.
Beyond sales highlights, 2020 was a key year for the U.S. dairy industry in making important sustainability announcements, according to Barb O'Brien, president of the Innovation Center for U.S. Dairy.
We unveiled a field-to-farm-gate plan. It's called the Net Zero Initiative, and it is aimed at breaking down barriers to make new technologies and practices more accessible and more affordable to farms of all sizes. You know, this is so critical for farmers because ultimately, as we all know, for us to be successful, we have got to earn consumer trust by being proactive. They're putting themselves at the table and able to define their future in this area. And it's a strategy that, frankly, that's worked.
I'm Brian Baxter reporting.